Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week and another victory episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. Man, that rolls off the tongue better than some, I don't know, man. I don't even know where I was going with that. But, hey, we're here. We got that dub. It was a beautiful fall day in Blacksburg. Mid-60s, partly cloudy. You know, cracked that first Miller Lite about 9 a.m. You know, it was a little later than I wanted. But, hey, better late than never, as they say. Yeah, man. Saw some Georgia Tech fans. They were pretty happy. Shouldn't have been. I didn't see them after the game. Probably weren't very happy. Probably more Georgia Tech fans there than I thought. But, you know, Chris Marv, Tyler Bowen, Coach Pry, the whole staff, they handled that. You know, basically shut them down for three quarters. So, hey, let's go to talk about it. My man Grayson Wimbish in the building all the way from California. And I do have a question for you before you tell us how you're doing or after you tell us how you're doing. It comes from Nate. Nate wants to know, what's it like to wake up and immediately the Hokies are playing football?
So I'm going to go ahead and answer that question before I get into anything else. Real quick, Dan, just thank you for having me on. I am always thrilled to be on Tales, especially after a win. It's been a couple of weeks. I know you did the episode last week. Well, you had Brian Siegel on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Boundary Corner. Shout out to Brian and those guys. Great podcast. Be sure to check them out. But to answer Nate's question, shout out my dog, Nate. Dude's a nut, but he's the man. So yesterday sucked. Really, it did. I'm used to it. I've done it so many times, kind of. But yesterday was a textbook example, man, of work from home, roll out of bed into your first Zoom meeting situation. Dude, I got out of bed yesterday at 8:55 in the morning. Your boy had gone out on Friday evening. A buddy of mine, Jason, big Chicago Bears guy, and he and his wife, Rocio, had this bottle share. Pardon my voice crack. And they said, Grayson, come through, go get something that you wouldn't normally drink, bring it to the bottle share, and we're just going to have some people over. And I said, dude, this is Fridays at 29 years old. Going to go to the bottle share. Turns out after the bottle share, we roll into Tiny's High Dive, a great LA-based establishment and a frequent watering hole of mine. And we kind of kept the party rolling. Didn't think we were going to do that, but we did. And so Saturday morning, head was hurting just a little bit. Actually, that's an understatement. It was hurting a lot of bit. Because we got off the beer and people started doing shots. And anyway, it was a fun night. But rolling out of bed yesterday to watch the Hokies, I said, we better win this game. Because if I'm going to sacrifice a little hangover sleep, the Hokies better get a dub. And they took care of business. So to answer your question, Nate, it's not that bad, but it's because I'm used to it, dude. It's probably no different, you know, for the Vanderbilt game when everyone had to be up at 11 a.m. Central Time. It's kind of like that, dude. You just have to do it, and it's going to be the same thing next weekend because they just announced Syracuse is a noon kickoff. So much to my chagrin, but yeah, it's not that bad. You get used to it real quick. So yeah, dude, thrilled about the win. Dan, you and I are going to talk about that ad nauseum, maybe a few other things. Real quickly, this is not related to anything that we're going to discuss today. Dude, did you see the Dwayne Wade statue? Did you see it?
Yeah, you mean Lawrence Fishburne?
Dude, it's Morpheus. They did D. Wade so dirty. I can't stop laughing.
They put the face. They photoshopped it onto LeBron in the famous alley-oop picture.
Dude, I saw that picture. It's unbelievable. People are too quick. The internet is undefeated. I will never delete X. It'll never happen. They did my guy Dwayne Wade, two-time NBA champion, three-time NBA champion, Olympic gold medalist, basketball legend. Dude, I can't believe it. Anyway, I digress. I saw that and I was like, there's just no way that this is real. So, take it away, Dan. What'd you like? What'd you not? Let's chop this one up.
Well, it started pretty slow. And then, the first 2 minutes of that second quarter was sweeter. So sweet. It was actually probably sweeter than that double chunk chocolate chip cookie from Costco, because we brought the boom in the
That win
second
gets a
quarter.
big boo.
We brought the boom.
Oh my God, dude. AJ and Big Joe. Hey, shut up, Pete. Pete from 2Deep. He hates those guys. I'm like, why are you hating, man? Those guys are entertaining. They ain't no, they're the least problematic human beings on earth. But yeah, we did bring the boom. I mean, kinda 21-6. That's not really bringing the boom, dog.
No, we brought the boom.
All right.
And
Okay.
this is why.
We can agree to disagree.
Georgia Tech in the trenches, they're good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they pressured the shit out of us. Like, Kyron Jones was under fire.
Oh,
We had to
yeah.
go in our, and sometimes you got games like that. Had to go in the trick bag, and get it done. Some very nicely dialed up trick plays. But the defense was swinging, dude. Outside of the first quarter, they didn't score.
Two, I
And it
mean,
was
just
two field goals.
two field goals. That's right. Yeah.
But yeah, whoo, first quarter, I was like, this,
Worried.
we not doing this, because first play offense, Carter or Parker Clements gets smoked, and we almost fumble the ball. And I was like, no. And then it was just out of whack for a little bit, and then I feel like they reined it in. And in a game where Facial Tootin doesn't necessarily go off, and you still find a way to win the game, I'll take it every day of the week.
No, it's yesterday was just a weird game. And you're right. I mean, Georgia Tech's defensive line, dude, they were on our ass. I mean, Parker Clemens did get blown up. No offense, but what else is new? Could have told you that was probably gonna happen a few times, especially with just the skill on their defensive line. I'm looking at the statistics here. Our third down efficiency yesterday was horrific. And that is a testament to their defense. We went 2 for 15 on third down yesterday. We had 11 first downs, but 2 for 15 on third down is awful. We did convert one fourth down, which, I guess that's not a huge metric there, but that's across 61 total offensive plays. That dude, Peter Moore, was very active yesterday. Punted the ball 10 times, which is kind of crazy. And then we didn't turn the ball over at all, which is great. They had two interceptions. Kelly Lawson got the first one, and who had the second interception? Jalen Jones. Jalen Jones got the second one, dude. I think that's his first one ever, which he had. The one that he almost caught earlier, and he was beating himself up about it, and then it came around again, and he got the second one, and that was a good interception. He was kind of like backpedaling and off balance, and kind of caught it with his left arm. It's a thrill for him, but just a weird game, dude. Offense was not did not have a great day yesterday. Bashal Tootin really couldn't get a whole lot going. I think that is more of a testament to just Georgia Tech watching film. They probably just had him dialed up completely. And then, of course, we don't really know what's going on with him, but Colby Crawford from 24/7 says that he's walking in a boot, which is terrible. I hope that that's just a precautionary measure and not something more serious. I think I speak on behalf of Virginia Tech fans everywhere when I say that. So there were glimmers of good things in the offense. The Blacksburg special, Philly special. I love the play call there, of course, when it
Hokie
worked.
special, baby.
Hokie special was sick. Benji Gosnell, I saw your tweet earlier today, Dan. Who's your favorite tight end in college football right now? His name's Benji Gosnell, number 82. He had a great game, touchdown. And then I loved the play call. I thought it was going to get blown up. when we're down there, it was the last touchdown we scored yesterday, where it's the same play we ran at Stanford. You hit him on that little fake, drones, keeps it, hooks right outside, and basically walks into the end zone. Our defense, dude, they did their job. They kept him out of the end zone all game. So, I mean, defense looked great yesterday. Really, we're playing solid football, and I was worried that offense was just going to gassed out. We stayed on them. So thrilled about the win, but there were a lot of things that I just think we could have done better. Highlights of the game, dude. Wilfred Penei, great game, huge game
Yeah.
from the man across the pond. So thrilled about that. I mean, dude, he was revving the motorcycle a few times, which you love to see that.
Lies were told about that man.
Lies were told about that man. And by the way, I kind of was one of those people. So I owe 91 an apology. I kind of always thought, he gets reps every now and again. He had five tackles yesterday, and a sack. That's a good day for number 91. So thrilled for him. They were keeping us out of their backfield. APR was having a hard time getting back there. Our defense, just in general, dude, we did not pressure their quarterbacks very well, which was a little concerning. I think Panay's sack was the only one we had all day. As a matter of fact, yes, it was. That was the only sack yesterday. So next week against Syracuse, dude. Kyle McCord, don't forget, I don't care that he's a Q's. That kid was a five-star recruit. He didn't look like it against Pittsburgh the other night. But yeah, you gotta force that kid to make those kind of mistakes that he was making against Pittsburgh. So anything else to add? I mean, what was the vibes in Lane Stadium just from some of
Let
the booths?
me tell you, all right. So first of all, let me set the scene.
Sure.
This past weekend was not only Virginia Tech's homecoming, it was James Madison's homecoming. 81 was a mess. It was egregious. Every hotel you could think of was booked. So when your boy went to book one, I had to stay at the Howard Johnson and let Brent Pry's hometown of Lexington, Virginia. And your boy's a survivor. Let me just tell you, I am a survivor, man. I pull up, it's dark, it's up on this big ass hill overlooking the valley on some real shining shit. I get to my floor. It smells like something has died under the ice machine. Whole floor just stinking. But the room actually wasn't terrible. I watched the World Series. We woke up the next morning at 4:50 in the morning. I got to Blacksburg by 7. We had the tailgate rolling. Drinks were flowing. The food was great. Steven on the breakfast sandwiches, chefing it up. Man, yeah, Big Chris and Big James came to hang out at the tailgate. We discussed Duke plans because your boy is going to that game. And the vibes in Lane Stadium were good, man. Maroon everywhere. Place was packed. Even the corners of the south end zone, place was loud. There was actually a third down stop that I'll completely credit to the loudness in Lane Stadium. And it was an incredible atmosphere. In fact, it was so loud that this is not a diss or a slight, but it was funny as hell. I saw a picture on Twitter. Somebody sniped Billy Ray Mitchell with some pink ear bonnets on some, and they said "Sons of Ear Protection." It made me laugh because I was like, "Damn, Lane's so loud." Billy got the headphones on, but no, it was great. Bailey Engel was delivering. Benny's challenge was great. Shout out to my guys at Benny's line wrapped around the stadium again. Sponsor of this podcast, Big Slices, Big Fun. I will have to say though, it's getting a bit egregious trying to get into Lane Stadium. Like the way those entrances bottle up. I don't know if there's like, if the wood entrance is no longer open or what, but all these students and trying to come in with everybody else and dude, it's too much. Like They're like, there's like pregnant women like getting bottled up and shit. Like, it's just too crazy. But nah, the flyover was great. The weather was great. The vibes were great. The students stayed relatively for the most part the whole game. Lane Stadium did their part.
Dude, I love to hear that. I'm just glad that we're consistently selling these games out. People continue to show up. I mean, it's a good feeling right now. Kind of just with the growing pains. I mean, we lost some games there in the beginning of the season that we, I say some games. I mean, Vanderbilt's a top 25 team. They made it real tough for Texas yesterday. So, I mean, dude, all of a sudden that loss doesn't look nearly as bad. And we kind of felt that way after Bama. And then, you know, the only loss on our schedule that looks bad is Rutgers. That one irks the crap out of me. But, you know, we've stayed the course. We're 5-3. We're in the back nine of our schedule now. We have two home games left. Is that correct? Right? Because Duke's away at Wallace Wade.
Yeah, Clemson and
Yep.
UVA.
Clemson and UVA. So both huge. The two remaining home games on our schedule are massive. And then you face Syracuse and you face Duke on the road. I mean, Duke's a good team. They took SMU to the wire yesterday, lost by 1 point. And we go up to Syracuse this Saturday. Listen, man, I said this at the beginning of the season on preview podcasts, things like that. People think I'm crazy for being nervous about the Syracuse game. Like, they think I'm nuts. Bro, hey. We haven't won there since a guy named Michael Vick was our quarterback. Oh, but Grayson, we haven't played there every year. I don't care. I don't care. That juju, it lingers. All right. I remember watching the 2016 game with Mike Orcutt, who I also watched the Vanderbilt game with, and I've decided I will never watch another VT football game with that man ever again because bad things happen. No disrespect. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening to this. But someone responded to me on X and they said, "Why TF are we acting like Syracuse is Alabama? It's effing Syracuse. Oh, we haven't won there since Vic. You think these players give AF? They've never even played there. Go win the damn game. You're a superior team and program." Okay, fine. While that sentiment, I agree with it. I know they may not care, dude. This game, I firmly believe outside of Clemson this year is the biggest game on our schedule. It is a must-win game. You got to go up there, let them know you ain't afraid of them, and you kick their teeth in that musty-ass, chlorine-smelling, bitch-made JMA Wireless Dome. Or that place. And we need to win on Saturday so damn bad. And also, real quick, Giovanni Heater, you know we were going to talk about this. Listen, y'all, everybody who was on my ass yesterday saying, "Oh, you're being mean, Grayson. Gio's a good guy and he chose us over Syracuse." I know. I've known Giovanni since he was a senior in high school, was a five-star recruit. When Bill Roth was like, "Grayson, this kid's going to blow your mind. He's the man. He's Evan Hughes 2.0, you know, but also very much in his own lane, doing his own thing." I ain't got no beef with Giovanni Heater, man. He's a Hokie just like I am. But the caveat is, the reason I chirped him is, that man loves Syracuse football, I think, as much as Dan and I love the Hokies. That dude is a tried and true Syracuse fan. Born in Syracuse, New York. So naturally, dog, it being Syracuse week, you got to chirp the guy. It's like, bro, it's up. If you're rooting for the orange, man, it's like Anakin Skywalker says in Revenge of the Sith, for a shout out all my Star Wars fans one time. He says, "If you're not with me, then you're my enemy." And that's how I feel on Saturday. Gio, I know you're a Hokie on paper, but if you're not with me on Saturday, then you're my enemy. So it's all in the good nature of fun, trash talk. Giovanni Heater's the man. I hope that Will, Chris, D. Cunha, and Andy rib him to death this week on the TSL podcast because it's warranted and it's again all in good fun. So to anyone who saw that and was like, "Grayson, you're being mean or a jerk or whatever," dude, I'm just talking smack. I texted Gio. I said, "Hey, dude, I hope you know that we're just having a good time." So, just wanted to clear the air there. There ain't no beef. We're cool,
I want you two to hug.
dude. We're gonna Geo's fine.
On camera.
I'll dap him up the next time I see him and be like, "Hey, dude, I'm so glad we
No,
beat
a
Syracuse
hug.
ass." Yeah,
That man has a Garrett Schrader jersey.
sure. Yeah, hey,
Crazy.
like I said, dude, he's diehard. Heater is a diehard Cuse fan, and I get it, man. He grew up there. But then again, he chose the good guys. He chose the Hokies, and we applaud him for that. And he's going to go on to do incredible things. I have no doubt in my mind. So, yeah, dude, you got to get that monkey off your back next week. You have to get the monkey off your back in the JMA Wireless Dome. And I mean, based on what we saw yesterday, I mean, I don't know if Tootin's going to be playing. Offensive line's got to improve. I'm not entirely sure really how Syracuse's defensive line stacks up. Yeah, I'm not really sure how good they are. I don't think Syracuse is a better team than us by any metric. I mean, Kyle McCord, I think he is very hot and cold. I think we've seen that this season. You have to force him to make mistakes, which number 52 will absolutely do, and number 16 and number 91. I mean, you got to bring it to that kid and force him to make errors. So next Saturday, I think is going to be I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a gut. I think that game's going to have me in hell, and I'm not looking forward to it. So maybe you disagree with that, Dan, but yesterday,
What?
yesterday, based on kind of what we saw, I have a few just concerns. I would love to see us run the ball more. I don't know why we get away from the bread and butter and what works. And then also, dude, in the passing game, we're still just not connecting on the deep ball. The Felton and Drones connection isn't there. Ollie Jennings essentially has been a non-factor this
Been
season.
running cardio.
Yep, he's just been running cardio. The Gosnell brothers, I mean, Benji got some burn yesterday, but number 12 was nowhere to be found. Didn't see a lot of action to Steven yesterday. I mean, yesterday, just from the passing game perspective, dude, wasn't that great. And I know there was the one play where we throw the slant over the middle of the field, Daquan Felton, and it sets up that touchdown at the 1 yard line. And I'm like, dude, why don't we do that when we're marching down the field? Like, you got the talent there. You know these guys can. We're past, I think, drop balls. We had a lot of those in the Miami game and early, in the Vanderbilt game and stuff like that. It's like, dude, now these guys they're catching the things that Drones is throwing out there when he doesn't overthrow them. I would love to see some more of that, just shorter across the middle of the field dump passes as we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of these last four games. And I mean, really, dude, like next week, the ultimate question is number 33 going to play? How limited is he going to be if he plays? What is that going to look like? Because you pretty much have to completely adjust your game plan. I mean, Malachi hasn't gotten enough reps this year, and I love Malachi Thomas. He hasn't gotten enough reps this season for him, I think, to have a real rhythm or cadence. Maybe I'm wrong, but Saturday should be interesting for sure.
I'd like to see Quan Felton lay out for a couple of those.
You know what, dude? I agree with that. I agree with that because, a guy who used to lay out for deep balls like that, deep passes like that, was Trey Turner. Trey Turner was always very, very good about that. He would sacrifice the body to get the deep pass. And I would love to see a little bit more of that in general from our guys, the bad boys, in the deep pass game. You see it in the shorter pass game. Seeing it from Steven Gosnell this season, seeing it from Benji, seeing it from Aiden Green, but just need a little bit more hustle on the deep balls. Quan's been great, dude. I mean, he's had touchdowns this season. I mean, I think number 9 is a very good football player. But he's capable of more, 100%, dude. I agree with you. Like, Quan, get after it, man. You're 6'5". Sacrifice it a little bit. go for it. You dive, dude. Do what you got to do. We know you can do it. So that's all I'm going to say. Not dissing him at all. I'm just saying. I know he's capable.
Well, Stephen Gosnell is the paper boy, dude. He always delivers.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Stephen Godnell, baby.
See, dude, call God because it's the Gosnell brothers, straight up. I mean, those two are, they're well on their way to being just another duo, a pair of brothers at VT who are just cemented in just fan being fan favorites. And dude, I didn't realize they said this on the broadcast yesterday. I always forget this fact that Benji was committed to Ohio State and he flipped to us, which is kind of crazy. I always think that's neat. Unfortunately, dude, I'm much to college football fans outside of Hokie fandom chagrin. The Ohio State Penn State game is at the exact same time as ours. I will be rooting for the Buckeyes, believe it or not. I love to see Penn State lose. Yeah. Cannot stand James Franklin. Thanks for Brent Pry, but can't stand you, dude. I think he's just the biggest dork in college football. Yeah.
Damn.
I firmly believe I think he's such a dork. But yeah. And then I got friends out here in LA who went to PSU who I went to the USC game with, and I have to see them lose. I'm praying on their downfall. So
Would a win at Syracuse be more savory than a Costco chicken bake?
I can't comment on that because I've never had a Costco chicken bake in my life.
I have to give that a doom.
Yep, that's a doom right there. Yeah. Never had a Costco chicken bake.
Me neither.
Or a double chunk chocolate cookie. God, dude. They're probably making
Oh,
so much money, those guys. They are probably
man.
making so much money. It's not even funny. Crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
I've shouted it. Yeah, I've shouted out the Costco guys like twice, but I gotta shout out Jaden Keller, man. I gotta talk about him for a second because this man has been here for a while now. At every offseason, we've heard Brent Pry sing his praises, and every season hasn't necessarily gone the way they probably want it to. So this year, when Brent Pry once again sang Jaden Keller's praises, everyone in the fan base was like, "We've heard this before." Da, 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 da. This man has arrived. All the faith that Brent Pry and this defensive staff put into Jaden Keller has paid dividends. This man overtook highly talked about transfer Sam Brumfield at the Mike linebacker position, and he has just been making plays, dude. Like, this is the Jaden Keller we were promised, and I can't be more happier for Jaden Keller, dude. I think it's absolutely amazing that this man has stayed the course, persevered, and now it's bearing fruit. Now, Sam Brumfield did have some nice plays yesterday, especially when he signaled Kelly Lawson over when that receiver in the slot was open and he moved into position just in time to pick the ball off. It was great. But Jaden Keller, dude, that dude was making plays the past several weeks, just been making plays and making plays, and I can't be more excited for that man. 24, fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, he's been balling out. I mean, the thing that's so refreshing, Dan, about our defense this year and even last year, but this year especially, is, bro, we got some dogs on our defense. Some guys who want to go out there and hit somebody. Dante Lovett, Jaden Keller, Dorian Strong, Delane was barking yesterday. He was playing a very, very physical football game. Peebles, APR. I mean, this is one of my favorite Virginia Tech defenses in a very long time. Very long time. It's awesome to see him play, with the exception of the third quarter under the lights in Lane Stadium on the Thursday night game. Being back for that was incredible. So I'm thrilled about it, man. Like, I think we have a real chance. I mean, why not us, dude? I firmly believe, and now granted, Bashal Tutin's health is going to determine how this goes. I think we can win every game that is left on our schedule. Sue me. Yeah, Clemson, I'm talking to you. I said a long time ago, like back in July, I said the Virginia Tech Hokies will beat the Clemson Tigers this year. I still believe it. We're gonna beat them. We're gonna beat them. I said it'll be Miami or Clemson. We'll get one. We have to get one. And now because we got hosed against Miami, it's gonna be the Tigers at home under the lights. And I'm
Are
gonna
you
be on.
coming?
Nope, no sir.
I thought you were.
Been to Virginia 3 times this year, and the fourth will be when I come home for Christmas or come home for good. Shh, we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We're some thinking about some life choices and changes. We'll see what happens. I don't
Yeah,
know.
man. Syracuse doesn't scare me, dude. I'll be honest. I've watched them a couple times, and things we do well, they don't really like to defend too well. So I do feel good about playing our game up there and exercising some demons. You know, we're 2-8 there all time at the artist formerly known as the Carrier Dome. And we're about to be 3-8, brother. And we really needed Duke to beat SMU. That would have been real nice. Now we're going to need some help. Let's see. Do SMU and Pitt play this weekend? So we're going to need Pitt to beat SMU. And then Clemson plays Pitt the week after they play us. So we'll need Clemson to beat Pitt. And then we got to beat Clemson. Yeah. Yeah, dude. We got to win out.
We got to win out and just take care of business one game at a time, dude. I think our guys are going to be fired up next Saturday. I think if Coach Pry isn't in there saying, like, listen, guys, you know, historically speaking, there is a reason to get up for this one. Like, there is a reason to play pissed off on Saturday. You know, haven't won there since 2000. It's been 24 years. And you got to go out there and basically be like, bro, we kicked your teeth down your throat last year and y'all can't hang with us. Basil tooting or not, we are the better football team in this musty, crusty, bitch-made dome of yours. Yeah, the JMA Wireless Dome sucks. And I'm ready to get that freaking bad juju and that monkey off our back. It is high time. I need a dub on Saturday like I need freaking oxygen. And I imagine that our guys are going to be fired up. And I need to see that. I'd love nothing more than to go up there and just beat their ass. Have Kyle McCord in hell, run up the score. You know, I shades of 1999, dude, give me that. But in their house, you know, that's what I would love to see. And I got my Buckeye friends here in LA, you know, who are going to be watching the Penn State game. And they're like, dude, I hope go Hokies on Saturday. Screw Kyle McCord. Like, so that's how I feel about it, man. It's just got to happen. Game at a time, but don't overlook Syracuse. Go up there, play your game, beat their ass, and keep this thing going.
Yeah, man. Pack it up, ship up there, pack them up,
Yep.
come back home.
Come back home and then the party really starts. You take care. I'm going to tell you all right now, like, we take care of business at Syracuse.
We'll be bowl eligible.
We will be bowl eligible.
3 weeks. 3 weeks before we were last year.
There
That's
are a
called
few.
improvement, my friend.
That is called improvement, stark improvement. I think there are a few things that could happen this weekend if we win. One is guaranteed. Bowl eligibility immediately with 3 weeks left in the season. And then college game day.
Yeah, it's on the table.
That becomes a very serious conversation. And people are saying, what? That's the weekend of Bama LSU? Is that what they're saying?
Well, that and Georgia Ole Miss. But
Georgia
they're
Ole
going
Miss.
to Georgia the week after, I'm pretty sure.
There are two big SEC games that week.
But LSU lost this past weekend, so.
LSU lost. And dude, somebody said it, I'm not sure who. I wish I could credit them. But somebody said it earlier today. Game day always wants to come to Blacksburg. It's
Yeah.
the implication. Does it make sense for them to come to Blacksburg? And if we beat Syracuse and we are bowl eligible, staring down 6-3, and Clemson, I don't know who they play next weekend, but if they're still cooking like the way that they are, I could see the producers over there saying, it's time. It's been 7 years. We're going to Blacksburg.
Could you imagine? Let's go.
Dude, I could.
Down here in Blacksburg, Virginia, Pat McAfee.
Yep. Could you imagine
Going
him?
crazy. Pat McAfee at PK's going crazy. Pat McAfee at Tots going
You know what?
crazy,
I, you know what?
drinking beers.
I envision if I know this would happen. Remember this, okay? We're gonna clip this. Remember this. Pat McAfee, if he comes to Blacksburg, he would hit us, the whole crowd, with a exit light. And then everybody back there would start singing Enter Night. And we would finish it. And the place would go ballistic. And it would
Yup.
be awesome. It would be, by the way, that would happen. So we're going to revisit this 2 weeks from now.
He'll learn every chant.
Yep. Yep.
But
And
I need it to be known. I do. I need it to be known, not to interrupt you, that when I went to the Pat McAfee show in my hometown of Harrisonburg, Virginia, on the campus, on the quad of James Madison University, I let it fly. As I was leaving, I said, these men are itching to come back to Blacksburg. And if we roll into Clemson next year, whether it be on a win streak, undefeated, with any sort of momentum, they will come back.
Yep.
And I'm not saying we get them. I am saying it's very likely we're locked into a night game, whether ACC Network takes us for their 8 o'clock slot or we
For
get an
the
ESPN or
ABC.
ABC slot.
Yep.
I think it's guaranteed that Clemson's going to be mid-November under the lights in
Yep.
Blacksburg, Virginia, 30 degrees, 40 degrees, whatever. I know a Saturday and a Clemson Tiger Howard Rock feeling up. Pieces of shit hate to see us come.
Oh, I know they're, I mean, they are paying those indulgences down there at New Spring. Not that it matters anymore, because I mean the playing field was leveled. And Dabo's furious about it. I know he's just sick to his stomach. Again, one day, one game at a time. All right.
Wait,
Listen, you know,
one
hold
game.
on, hold on. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. And that is
I got
how
excited.
yeah, we got excited. We got
Forgive
excited.
me.
We can get into all that next week after we kick Syracuse's teeth down their throat. This week it's the Syracuse Orange.
You know, I will say, tailgating and getting up for a nooner isn't the best. If we're watching a nooner
Oh,
away,
boo-hoo.
if we're watching a nooner away, perfectly fine.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, perfectly fine. Yeah. Oh,
But
boo.
actually, this was probably the Hokie crowd responded to a nooner this time better than I remember previously because it felt like in years past we had so many nooners that there was like a nooner fatigue and the tailgating wasn't as lively. But yesterday, people were out. Like it was a solid day in Blacksburg.
It's a good crew.
And shout out that Marcus Vick jersey with the nameplate on the back.
Christian Taylor. Christian
Yeah.
Taylor, man, I've known Christian Taylor since I was elementary school. Richmond native.
Marcus Vick.
Yeah.
Marcus DM'd me on Instagram and said, that's fire.
Yeah, man.
And I
Dude.
said, let's go.
Christian's the man, dude. I've known his family for the better part of my entire life. I mean,
Yeah,
I'm not
shout out
kidding.
him, man.
I probably met Christian, dude, when I was in like the second grade at Knuckles Farm Elementary School, and have known his family, diehard Hokies. I actually saw Christian and his old man before the Thursday night game on the way to come see you, Dan. I literally was walking over and I saw Christian. He's like, "Yo, Grayson." I'm like, "Hey, dude, what's going on?" That's my
What
dog.
is it? Randolph-Macon volleyball?
Head bass, yeah, excuse me, head volleyball coach. Yep.
Yeah, shout out Randolph-Macon volleyball, baby.
Yep, Christian played high school volleyball at Deep Run High School, ironically enough, with another member of the Virginia Tech community and co-host of Two Deep, Sam Jesse. They were on the same volleyball team, and they were damn good, dude. That was a damn good squad. So go Wildcats, and shout out to Christian and Sam, dude. That's the best.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, man, we need to get after Kyle McCord on Saturday. We need him to be seeing ghosts of Jim Boeheim in the
Yep.
Carrier Dome.
Facts. Yep. I don't
We
care.
need them to feel like they got ran over in the parking lot.
That's what I need. Yeah, I need carnage on Saturday. This game is extremely personal. For me, it is. It's just
I
extremely
think
personal.
for any Hokie fan on the older side of the spectrum that remember it, it's a one that was circled on the calendar.
Always. Always, dude. Always get up for Syracuse.
Yeah, I think David D. Kunna described it perfectly on our preview episode. He said it's just like a empty, like there's just nothing really going on. Like there'll be some fans, but it just doesn't, like that environment is like death.
Yeah, dude, it's just such a gross, terrible venue. It's just not. Oh, we play basketball in here too. Kick rocks, dude. It's like building a basketball stadium. You're a basketball school. Build a basketball stadium. Come
Yeah,
on.
I wouldn't even say they're a basketball school anymore.
Well,
But
I think
yeah, if I had to know Syracuse for anything, it would be.
basketball. The Carmelo
Yeah.
Anthony and Jim
Yeah.
Boeheim.
It's not for Jim Brown and Ernie Davis and or whatever's I don't want to mess his name up. I think I got that right, but they made a movie about it and yeah,
And then
dude.
Bill Roth and Bob Costas and Mike Tirico
Yeah,
and
Mike Tirico.
all the new house legends.
Giovanni Heater.
Giovanni Heater. Yup, that's exactly right. Who chose the sports media and analytics program at VT, and we love him for that. But it's still up, Gio. It's still up, dog. We're coming. Go Hokies. You know what it is. Damn, that's all I got, man, for this week.
Man, yeah, I'm not. I feel like if Brent Pry gonna do anything, Brent Pry is going to have those boys motivated
100%.
play the game. It's all about execution. The
Yes.
motivation will be there. It's all about executing. If we play our game, we will beat them. 1,000%.
Just got to get up for it.
Yeah.
You know, get up for it. Get mean, get loose, and beat their ass. It's very easy. They cannot hang with us. We are a better football team. It's very simple. I don't care about Kyle McCord. I don't care about any of it. I don't care about their busted ass venue and that musty, crusty, dumb ass venue. I don't care. I don't care about the ghouls, the ghosts. It's over. It's wraps. We're going to beat their ass, take care of business, and let's get on here next Sunday and let's talk about it.
Oh yeah, I'd love nothing more than a victory pod on November 3rd, 2024. However, where the hell did October go, dude?
Where the hell does time go in general? I turned 29
Well,
Sunday, and freaking I feel some type of way about that.
January takes 3 years, and then February to December just goes.
Whip. Yep, January takes January and February are the longest months of the year. And every other month, dude, it's just, dude, we're gonna blink and it's gonna be Thanksgiving. And then we're gonna blink again. And we're gonna be saying, hey. Have you booked your hotel for the bowl game?
Yeah, dude. February to December go faster than a slice of Benny's in the Benny's Challenge hosted by Bailey Engel at Lane Stadium.
Actually, there's another thing that we might be saying, hey, did you book your hotel for that? And that's the most important one. Did you book your
The national
hotel
championship?
for a
I'm joking.
rematch against the Miami Hurricanes in Charlotte, North Carolina? Did you book your hotel for that? Yeah. That would be cool. That would be really cool.
I guarantee if there's anything that Miami doesn't want, it'd be a rematch with the Hokies.
Oh, they'd be pissing down their leg.
In Charlotte, that'd be a home game.
That's a home game.
And it'll
And
be cold.
they would not get by us twice. Dan's doing that dumb elephant celebration that Cam Ward does.
Stinky. Stinky.
Yeah.
I love it. It's fucking hilarious. I mean, man, sorry. It's hilarious.
No, it's not stupid. Hey, man, Miami's going to go to the playoff. That's inevitable. And
Yeah, thanks, Jim Phillips.
they're going to go to the playoff and they're going to play Georgia or Penn State and a team that is, I mean, if you let the California Golden Bears put, you know, almost 40 points on you and the Virginia Tech Hokies, their defense is not national championship caliber. It's
They're
not.
losing the Army in the playoff.
Yeah, like, dude, they will lose to a team that you'll be like, really? And all the Miami fans, dude, good Lord. Again, dude, Jim Phillips loves y'all. You're lucky for that. You're
I'm
lucky for
thinking another school we don't like that's ACC adjacent is probably going to make the playoff too. Notre Dame.
Who
They do
cares?
look pretty strong this year, unfortunately.
They
But
lost to Northern Illinois. They're not that great.
yeah, they did. But I did not expect them to put 51 on Navy.
Yeah, well, Notre Dame will get to the playoff and they'll fold like a cheap tent, a tale as old as time.
And not to mention, Ashton Jeanty had his worst game of the year, and it was still 133 yards. That's
I know.
crazy.
Give him the Heisman, dude. He's
Yeah.
a player in college football this year. He's definitely the most exciting. Like, I unbiased, I really do think it should be him over Cam right
Or
now. It,
Travis Hunter.
yeah, maybe my opinion will change, but right now, dude, number two for Boise State is he is a dog.
Dow.
Phenomenal football player. So is Cam Ward, by the way. Very good quarterback. I think based on where Miami gets, I think a little bit of that old school, how did your team perform bias is going to come in, and it'll probably go to Cam. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. Even though I think right now, Ashton deserves it. So.
So, y'all, faithful listeners of Tales from the Terradome, I do appreciate all of you, especially when you come to the tailgate, hang out, say hi to me, introduce yourselves, say the kind words, tell me to go F myself, whatever. Like, thanks for listening. Here's the timeline of events I hope I'm speaking to you about. Next Sunday is we went to Syracuse. We handled that. Pat, Boston Connor, Tyler Schmidt, AJ Hawk, Tone Diggs decide they want to come to Blacksburg on a Friday for the Pat McAfee show, followed by Lee Corso, Kirk Herbstreit, Reese Davis, Desmond Howard, and an awesome celebrity guest picker who I have no clue who it would be, coming to Blacksburg for game day. But if you want some local flavor for a guest picker, then Tales from the Terradome host Daniel Poultz is down for that challenge. Oh, just kidding. It would never be me. It would probably be like Michael Vick or somebody like that. But anyway, want game day, want a night game versus Clemson because we're going to bring the noise. The crowd's going to do their part. And we have faith in this team to do what they said we couldn't do. And that's the timeline of events that I want to discuss next week when y'all hear my voice again.
Let's go win us a football game on Saturday, dude. Bright and early. Let's go kick Syracuse's teeth down their throat and move on. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, brother. And go Hokies.
And go Hokies, as always. Go Hokies.